Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. California is under a state of emergency now as it prepares for yet another storm. More from CBS's Elise Preston.
More trouble ahead for the Golden State and the rest of the West, with up to 12 inches of rain in Northern California and several feet of snow expected in the Sierra Nevada and Oregon. Avalanche warnings are in effect as crews work to decrease the risk. Many hope that this next round won't be another hard hit.
It's a lot to take in. I mean, it's hard. It's our family restaurant.
One benefit from all of these storms, they are helping to ease the drought.
The Orthodox Christian celebration of Christmas saw no Russian ceasefire in Ukraine, despite Vladimir Putin's promise of one. CBS's Ian Lee reports from the capital, Kyiv.
Trusting Russian President Vladimir Putin is a dangerous gamble. The fighting continued like any other day, while Ukraine's faithful tried to find some light in this dark time. This sacred evening is very important for us, she says. As for Putin, we cannot trust him at all. He's made us suffer so much, nobody is safe as long as he walks the earth. If the season is a time to be surrounded by friends and family, Putin attended Christmas service by himself at the Kremlin's cathedral.
Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House after 15 votes. How did he get there despite sustained opposition? CBS's Scott McFarlane has that.
He figured out what to do with that group, that small group of members of his conference who said they would never, ever vote for Kevin McCarthy. They didn't, but they voted present, which changed the math and really cleared the way for McCarthy to get by with a smaller number. They got themselves out of the way.
Doctors say 24-year-old Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin's neurological function is excellent. Hamlin was resuscitated on the field during a game against the Cincinnati Bengals last Monday. CBS's Michael George says the incident is prompting some rethinking about player care.
Hamlin's recovery has inspired people across the country, but his injury has also put a spotlight on the inherent dangers of sports.
After my incident in Detroit, they moved the doctors closer to the benches so they could get on the ice faster. They then began to do that across the league.
NHL Hall of Famer Chris Pronger survived a scary collapse in 1998 after he was struck in the chest by a puck. He says having medical staff ready for an immediate response is life-saving.
The estimated jackpot for Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing now up to $1.1 billion. This is CBS.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio. Ooh. Ooh. Black.
Endless. Pulsing.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
I come out from the clouds.
You knew it was coming. That is Essential. Last crack at 11. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Of course, Last Crack, for those maybe who are hearing Last Crack for the first time, was a Madison band that was on Roadrunner Records back in the late 80s and early 90s. And of course, I managed the band for about 10 years and went to Europe with them and helped them on their third album. So I have a little history with the band. And of course, that was Downbeat Dirt Messiah. That was from Burning Funk House Live. That was my birthday party in 2002. So it was recorded literally about 20 years ago. Before that, Mac Balassas from the same show. That was recorded at the Annex in Madison in 2002. And we opened that Essential Last Crack with one from their third album, Run Head Start Screaming, with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals. And that was called Why. We have a lot more stuff coming, but right now, you know what? I want to tell you about this band, Level the Earth. Now, you may have heard me talk about my band, Iron Plow, and my bass player, singer in that band, Chris Howard, he plays drums and sings in a band called Level the Earth. And Level the Earth just put out a new EP not long ago, and now they're going to be doing their first show because they are a new band out of Waukesha. And Sunday, February 25th, Level the Earth will be playing with Primary Enemy, and Conniption is the headliner on that one. That's going to be at Da Bar in West Allis coming up Sunday, February 25th. So let's listen to a double shot of Level the Earth. This is Warhead. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We'll be right back.
With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of reckoning. I can see it. I can feel it. It's the end of me inside your mind. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. With that warhead, there'll be more.
Maxinc Radio, radio for the people.
Hold Out for Fire, that ends a double shot of Level the Earth. Level the Earth playing Sunday, February 25th at DeBar in West Allis with Conniption and Primal Enemy. We will be right back after the break with a little Altria. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
This is Jen from Altrea, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
All my friends suck, and I'll tell you why. They never want to go out, never want to chill, no matter how hard I try. All my friends suck, it's worse than that. They never want to FaceTime, never want to call, and never ever text me back. I can see that you've read my message, and you still haven't responded yet. What happened to always going out to shows and 7 days a week staying up to bar close? This is just the way life goes. Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck. What can I say? They've all got married, got jobs, got kids, with more baby time away. All my friends suck. They've got new lives. Can't commit to anything without first checking with their wives. It's great to see you again. I think the last time was your kid's birthday last year. What happened to always going out to shows and 7 nights a week staying out to bar close? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck? Interested to all
all my band shows, but I haven't seen you come out to one yet.
What happens to always going out to shows? And summer nights and weeks and up to bar close. This is just the way that goes. Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That boring out text just to say your car's stuck. This is just growing up. Well, do all my friends suck? All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All their friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All their friends suck.
All my 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 friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All their friends suck.
All my friends suck.
My bandmates suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck, and so do I.
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Reason and
We are coming to the end of Max Inc. Heavy. You're listening to Amberstein Human. They're out of Milwaukee, and they're just releasing their brand new EP. Before that, Iron Plow, Imperial Fall.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.